Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we celebrate courage, determination, and the power of saying, why not today? I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and in each episode, we dive into inspiring stories of individuals who have taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs to artists, dreamers to doers, we explore the moments when you say, enough waiting, why not today? Join me as we uncover the heartwarming, the audacious, and the transformative. Whether it's pursuing a lifelong passion, overcoming obstacles, or simply choosing joy, our guests share their journeys and inspire us all. I started this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often said, why not today? And remember, you're just one decision away from changing your life. And today we're doing something kind of different. So my guest is Belinda Jackson Ferrier. And she has been a guest on the podcast before, and she is the host of the Leadership Tea podcast. And I met Belinda at a networking Million Cups event and immediately connected. And we have gotten together several times and seen you at different things. And so admire you and what you're doing with your podcast. And so with the third anniversary, I was trying to think outside the box. And somebody had recommended this, and I was like, Belinda is a perfect person to have somebody interview me. So the episode, if you listen to the prior episode, I talked about the journey of the podcast, where we started, the story behind it, where we're going, and the not only the podcast, but the Why Not Today movement and everything else I'm doing. And so Belinda, I have given her free rein to ask me questions and interview me, and probably going to make me uncomfortable because she's also a coach. So she's going to coach me through this. So who knows what's going to happen. And as you know, we do not edit the Why Not Today podcast. So you're going to get this raw and real time. And so Belinda, I'm so grateful for you doing this. And I know your world is rocking right now with everything. I know you've been in the government space. And so lots going on. So I appreciate your time and taking the time and helping me with this. And let's start with what courage means to you, and then, or maybe just a little bit of who you are, because I always like to do that, and what courage means to you, and then.
Yeah, I'm happy to reintroduce myself to your audience. Like you said, my name is Belinda, and I am a former U.S. diplomat. I'm a former executive in the tech space, and now I'm an entrepreneur who is really committed to helping people find clarity on their career and leadership journey. You know, I'm also a, you know, resident of Northern Virginia. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I'm a person who's really committed to helping my community. In response to your question about empathy, or rather courage, I would offer that for me, courage right now is empathy. It is this idea that it takes a lot of bravery to be kind and to put yourself in someone else's place. There's a lot out there in, you know, social media or just in the culture in general that really makes it seem exciting and interesting and different to be tough on people and to be judgmental and mean. And so I think that it takes courage to stand up and see yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah. And, you know, I often say that, you know, people are doing the best they can, and who knows where their beliefs came from and where it came from. And that's what they believe. And so who is us? Who is it for us to judge and not be kind? Because there's a lot of unkindness going on.
I agree. So. Well, look, why don't we dive right in?
Okay.
To,
I'm ready.
These questions. I'm really excited to learn more about the Why Not Today movement and where you hope to see the movement go. So I think my first question is, when you think about where, you know, it's December 31st, 2025, where do you see the Why Not Today movement at that moment?
Good question. So ultimately, you know, my thoughts and my intention with the movement is to be able to give people courage to, one, live your life. Like, we are not promised tomorrow, and I'm forever hearing stories of losing people and life happening, and we don't know what's going to happen. To be courageous and to pursue those dreams. And so if I'm going to bed New Year's Eve on 2025, I really hope that I've impacted lots of people and made a difference in people's lives. And that people are telling me stories of, oh, when we talked and you gave me that push to do this or help me grow, that I've impacted people's lives and their stories. And this has nothing to do about pursuing a dream, but one of my guests at one of my luncheons, wanted to get a tattoo, and she's wanted to get one for a long time. And she is Jewish, and with everything going on in the world, it's very upsetting to her. And so her tattoo wanted to be something to symbolize that. So after the luncheon, there was this tattoo parlor right walking distance, and she walked over to make an appointment. And he's like, well, I could do it now. And she's like, you know, why not today?
Today.
So, you know, so giving people, I really hope that I make a difference, and it's the ripple effect that I'm making difference in people's lives to do the courageous things and to start the businesses or the nonprofits, or, you know, some people, why not today, often say is getting out of bed. Somebody else that I know bought some Why Not Today merchandise to give to her daughter who's in college and really struggling with depression and anxiety, just to give her the encouragement, you know, to have a t-shirt and a cup to encourage her every morning to keep going.
Wow, it's really powerful. As you think about where the movement takes people and how you get them there, what's something that you feel like you need to change to kind of continue to have this momentum and get people where they need to be through the Why Not Today movement?
Yeah, I think really what I need to change is my why not today courage, you know, to go back, you know, the shoemaker's son doesn't have shoes. I'm really good about encouraging other people, but for me, if I'm going to be vulnerable and honest here, it's sharing what I can offer to help people, that I do have strengths and skills and superpowers in helping, not even helping, I don't like that word, supporting people to make the next step, to give them some tactics, some tools. Also, I've helped with some courses last year on helping people with systems. And so many things that I have learned in a 30-year Mary Kay career that I can then pass on, you know, to put some systems in, to get rid of some chaos in their life. So, and to connect with the people that they need to. I think those are some of my superpowers of being able to help people connect and teach people how to do that and the systems. Because it just takes one person that can change everything. And we're so worried about what other people are going to think that, but what if you could make a difference?
No, that's really passionate. Like, so you have all of these superpowers, right? And you are such a force in the community. But I think it's hard for many of us to see that you too struggle to, live the very ethos of the movement.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what are you afraid of?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I had a discussion with somebody else and I brought this up. She's like, you're not 100% confident. I'm like, no. I think my fear is it's just new and sharing. And I think selling me, as opposed to I have a career in selling tangible items. You know, here's a lipstick that's $20. So how do you put a value on what your strengths are? And so being able to get the word out, it's so much easier to sell a t-shirt, get somebody to come to an event, to gather people, to help other people that way. And like helping other people's businesses, that's something I'm passionate about. So my friend's restaurant, you know, help support her. And to take a step back and like, okay, what am I doing on a daily basis to really share the message? And you know, people following me, they know I do an event, maybe they know I do a podcast, hopefully, that I've been a Mary Kay consultant, but do they know all the other things? And it's interesting, there was one person I did coach last year and came to my course, and the reason what she came to my luncheon, and I've known her and she knows my mom and my family, and she says she'd watched my career and listened to my mother brag about me and knew my success. She's like, if you can have a success in this, you can help me.
Yes, I
So
can do
it's,
anything.
yeah, I think it's the putting those things first instead of, I say, the low hanging fruit. You know, it's easy to do all the little things, and make it perfect, which is so against the why not today message, to instead of making the phone call, calling the person, reaching out, sharing more content about what I can provide and help.
No, definitely. What are, building on that, what are two or three things that you hope your listeners get out of the Why Not Today movement as they kind of build towards taking action on their truth and their that thing that they're afraid of? What are two or three takeaways that they should get from Why Not
Well,
Today?
I always say when people listen to the podcast that they get hope and permission and maybe a me too, that they listen to somebody else's story. And, from everything from starting businesses to I've had a couple of people that have addiction issues, like listening to somebody and say, you know what, if they can do it, I can do it.
I
And so
love that.
giving people that hope and permission that they can do it too, that it's one, I've got a successful business, 3 years of the podcast, and I'm still doing things scared. And I don't know about you. You left a whole different career and you're probably doing things daily scared
Every day.
every day. And so, we're all doing it scared. We don't all come perfectly figuring this out. And, it took me a long time to figure out how to do this podcast. It was one week at a time. And originally it was every other week. So I'm like, okay, if I can master one little thing every couple weeks. I didn't even get a microphone till almost 2 years in.
No, I mean,
It was,
exactly, right? You have to take that first step. You have to
yeah.
learn. You have to, it's, I was just telling someone today that it's the importance of being a C student versus an A student, right? A student wants to please people, knows the rules, and never really fails and doesn't really develop that resilience. But a C student learns that they can take risks, and sometimes they get an A and sometimes they get an F, but they're still loved by their community. They can still move forward. And it will all be all right in the end. So I'm trying to have that kind of mentality. So I totally
Yeah,
get it.
and I think too, we're more attracted to the story of the adversity. Where the person that starts here and ends there and has nothing go wrong, you can't relate. And I was actually listening to another podcast of somebody that's very successful, and she interviews really high-powered top people, and she does, I don't know how often, maybe once a month, a coaching call with somebody just starting, which I can relate to her. And I often say, back to the Mary Kay world. I've been doing this 30 years and had great success, but a lot of people starting, they can't see from starting to me, but they can see, okay, if one, if somebody, they hear a story of somebody that's been in for a year and had success or a month. And so I think, we got a failed success and learn those lessons and keep trying and don't quit. Like somebody the other day said something about, how many people in a new, small business quit. And that is not even a thought in my head that I would ever quit. I may quit doing one part of it, pivot a little bit or adjust it, but no, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep trying and learning. I like that C student analogy. That's
Yeah,
a lot of
no,
sense.
and they're not failures, right? They're opportunities. So,
Learning.
within the movement, I know that you're doing a lot in terms of you are coaching people individually, you're offering courses. Like, what do you see as the future of helping people to create their new reality through the Why Not Today movement? What will the future of this movement look like?
I think it's more group synergies and group work than the individual one-to-one coaching, because that's just a dialogue between two people. And yes, I can bring things out and how, we can help support through the coaching, but really I see the magic in a group, people supporting each other and helping. I've started doing event. It's called Why Not Today Connect and Sip. And it is at a tea shop, so you definitely need to come with your leadership tea. And it's a small group, and it's been 6 to 8 people, and we have tea, and everybody introduces themselves and what they could use support in, and we just have a conversation, and it's so interesting. The synergies, like last month, everybody was around either having a business or having a kid that, as a friend of mine calls it, complex kiddos. That have either autism or, some learning disability. I don't know what all the correct words are, but everybody kind of swam in that world last month. This month, which we just held today, it was the healthcare. There was a functional nurse practitioner, somebody that is doing finance, holistic financial planning, somebody else is an exercise specialist. So it was just powerful just to see the conversations, the connections, the support of each other. So if I can do that and be able to touch many lives and see how the magic unfolds. And I think that's one of the things the luncheon has done, watching the relationships grow out of that. And like one month we had somebody who was an artist that had a local art show going on in right near there, and they all left, a bunch of women left together, and they went and bought chocolate at the chocolate shop, and then they went to watch the artist or went to see her paintings. Last month, everybody left the luncheon and they all went and bought teas. So to just see these relationships growing, I think is so powerful.
It's really interesting. What I hear you saying is you're really harnessing the power of community,
Absolutely. That
right?
is
And
one
that's
of
so
my.
necessary right now.
Yeah, and I just keep hearing things about how people are so lonely. And that's why I started the luncheon, and that's why I do a lot of what I do, although I keep saying I don't want to be an event planner, but I love gathering people. I even did had some friends come over for dinner last night. We did it last year. We were going to do it monthly, and it ended up being annual. We did it once last year, but we just got together and everybody brought something and they got ready to leave and it was 10 o'clock. And I'm like, how did that happen? And when we talked about, everything and just filling each other's cups. And I think that is something, yeah, that I'm just passionate about is the community, the connection. So figuring out how to support people with that and, have a business that can support me because it's really easy to give away all these services, which you're probably figuring out as well.
No, but I think that's really something that can be scaled and should be scaled,
Yes.
right? Building these micro communities where people really are there to help each other with their resilience and their learning and their growth. I mean, that's, like you said, something that we're all looking for right now. So, and it's something that really makes Why Not Today really special. So, I know we've had a few minutes to chat and connect, but before I lose you in this conversation, I want to make sure that I've covered everything. Is there anything that you wish we had talked about today? Something you wish I'd asked you?
Good question. Maybe a question for you. How do I reach more people outside my circle? I think I do have a big circle of influence, and my luncheon. Probably for the first 6 months, there was not one person that walked in that I did not know. And we had over 200 people come to the luncheon last year. And so that's, I think, one of a new opportunity is figuring out how to get out of, go beyond my circle.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think that that's something, that I'm also still learning. I have found that, like you said, building these micro communities through organizations and things has been helpful. I've also found that speaking, it's slow and steady wins the race in terms of building this community, right? Like that, it's about quality, not quantity.
Consistency.
People who are really committed will join and they will bring others. When you are earnestly providing quality and providing what people want, they're going to bring in their friends, right? They're going to bring in their associates.
Right.
But another kind of tactical piece I have found to be useful is to think about where my ideal client, so to speak, right, or listener is likely kind of hanging out. And so in one case for me, that's LinkedIn is a space where my ideal listener is at. And so putting out my relevant, honest, truth, especially as we kind of move through turbulent times and things are moving quickly, to say, like, here are my views on how to lead your team during, change and turbulence, or here's how to manage through layoffs or whatever, because these things are happening now. It's organically growing community. So I think it's really sitting back, and it's taken me a while to find out where my ideal client is hanging out, but it's finding that space and then meeting people where they are.
Yeah. And I haven't played as much in LinkedIn, and that's probably a good place for me to be as well. I've kind of played in the Facebook world just because that's what I've known.
No.
But I think LinkedIn is probably a good place. The other thing that's I've kind of my background's finance. So in my back of my head, I'm like, I am not a writer. When I see people put all these blogs and articles and stuff, I'm like, I could never do that. And I've been playing with AI more, and I've got the thoughts and ideas. And somebody said the other day, it helps them get started. And so somebody asked me to do a blog post, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do a blog. And she's like, put your course, because I've got the outline of the course, which, by the way, when I put together the courses I have and put together the materials and the handouts and the all the videos to go with it. It was so much fun and so easy for me. And so I need to take the content of my courses and then put them into an AI to help generate some ideas and then be able to, I think, find some kind of, I'm consistent with some things, easy stuff, like I do an inspirational post today, which I've done for years, and I've got that figured out. So it's figuring out the cadence of content.
I agree. Because
You
there's a
know, I
lot of noise out there.
there is, and it's like shiny objects, and it's like, okay, how can I most easily be able to take this content and figure out a cadence and a schedule? And I think for me to get out my message, my show my superpowers, because people are watching, and constantly I have people say things like, you're doing so much good things, and I see what you're doing. And people are like, you got to know Leslie, and people referring to me all the referring people to me all the time, which I can't keep up with, honestly. But then it's taking it, I think.
So maybe it's building a team.
Say more. What do you mean?
Meaning maybe you need someone who can do the analytics on where your audience is and develop a strategy or even outline some of the content, 30 days worth of content for you at a
Right.
time. Using something like Fiverr or a site like that, you can probably find someone at a relatively reasonable rate to kind of help you with that. And or it's as your people are being referred to you, it's maybe partnering with other people within your movement, maybe doing kind of a train the trainer, training some other folks in the Why Not Today methodology. And bringing them on board as, I don't know, contractors, employees, something,
Right.
so that it's not just you, right? They
Yeah.
scale and grow, and others can carry the message as well.
An interesting thought. I have talked to a couple of people, and I had a call with two women that are not in this area, that love the idea of my luncheon. They're like, can you teach us how to do it? Because I've had other people ask about doing it, but again, I don't want to be an event planner, and I don't want to be running around the world doing events.
So you
But
so
if
but
I could
being part of the
teach
team as
people,
a fractional event planner.
yeah, kind of like the social collectives. Interesting. Lots of ideas. So I am going to have to listen to this podcast again with paper and pen and take notes, and that's one of my superpowers and kryptonite is all my ideas.
No, that's good.
But it's having all the ideas. And I listened to a good podcast the other day and talked about income streams, and I need to listen to that again and pen and paper and just get everything on pen in paper and like, okay, where are all the places? Because ultimately, the Why Not Today movement, my big, hairy, audacious goal, and I just feel in the every ounce of my being that it's there, is that Why Not Today is a message similar to Life is Good. And people are wearing the shirts and they're encouraging each other. I mean, people are always quoting it back to me. You know, why not today? Or I'm getting texts or people comment on social media stuff is that we've got a movement that literally a movement that we're encouraging people to try the scary thing. Like, then they say, you know, it takes 5 seconds of courage to do something. You know.
I would offer, don't suppress the ideas, right? Like, even if you're just carrying a small book notebook around with you, that's just called ideas. Let
Yeah.
them out and review them once in a while and see if they can be integrated in your overall strategic plan, or when and where shifts are necessary. Because I think if I were to reflect on where I am now versus where I thought I would be, like
Whole
it's
different world.
different, right? So I've stayed agile, I've stayed adaptable, right? I've absorbed some new ideas, but in a way that's very, I think, intentional, so that it's not overwhelming. I also have a tendency to just be like, shiny things, let's do it,
Yeah.
right? I can have a leadership style that, I kind of put my foot on the gas. So I have to be very intentional about, okay, let me slow down. Let me think, let me set this aside, and let me stay rooted in the end vision of what I want. Is this going to get me to that end vision? Right?
Yeah.
Am I still reverse engineering? And am I still rooted in what am I trying to solve for?
Right. And that's a
Right?
question we keep asking ourselves and everything.
All the time. So look, it's really been an honor connecting with you today and celebrating
Thank you.
The anniversary of this podcast and its impact that it's had on so many people.
Yeah. And who would have ever thought when I started is this crazy idea? So the one question I usually ask people before we wrap this up is how would you encourage somebody else to do something? So I'm going to flip this on you. How would you encourage me with my next steps or to reach my December 31st vision or goal?
I think
You have
there's
your magic
power.
wand to put on me.
Yes. I think that there is power in writing down a vision. There's a study, I would have to go look it up, that I learned about many years ago, that I think it was a Harvard Business School study, where they had graduates write down their goal for themselves 10 years
Heard of that,
in the
yeah.
future, and then some didn't. And everyone who wrote it down, almost all of them achieved it. Right. When I was working in Peru, there was someone I worked with who carried her goals in her wallet, and I would sometimes see her like standing in line for coffee at like at the cafeteria, and she would, while she's standing in line, literally be looking in her wallet, looking at her goals for the year.
Love that.
And so that's what I would offer to you, is that write down that vision of what December 31st looks like. And put in your wallet.
Yeah.
And when
Have you
you're
heard
like, you
the Jim
access to this
Carrey
wallet,
story with the check? Do you know the Jim Carrey? I think it's Jim Carrey and the
No.
check. Pretty sure it's Jim Carrey, but he wrote himself a check for 100,000 million, I don't know what it was, and kept in his wallet with a date. And like almost to the date of it, he got a contract for a movie for that amount.
Look at that. I'm going to do that tonight.
You know, I used to do that with checks for Mary Kay, top people's checks, just we'd white out their name and put our name in there. But I think those are things, you know, all and what it keeps coming back to is all the things. And when I presented at Million Cups, the suggestion was all the things that I know and I've taught people to do for 30 years, I just need to do myself with this business.
Do it.
Why not today?
Why not today?
So, well, thank you, Belinda, for doing this. This was fun. And as I said, I'm going to go back and take notes and yeah, put some things in place. And thank you everybody for joining us today. And thank you for joining us for 3 years. It's crazy. Over 100 episodes in 3 years. And we're starting, this is episode one of season four. So I'm excited for that. So check out everything on Why Not Today on our new website, whynottodaymovement.com. Feel free or please like, share, review the podcast. Get some merch. Let's share this message. And remember, say why not today? You just never know how your life is going to change. So, thanks, Belinda.
Thank
And
you.
thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you.